Doctrine and Covenants in Church History Gospel Doctrine Teacher's Manual. Lesson 13, This Generation Shall Have My Word Through You. Purpose. To help class members appreciate the Prophet Joseph Smith's role in bringing forth the Word of the Lord in this dispensation. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study the scriptures in this lesson and the following other materials. A. Our Heritage, pages 23 through 25, 41, and 58. B. Bible Dictionary, Joseph Smith Translation, page 717. 2. Review the material for this lesson in the class member study guide, item number 35686. Plan ways to refer to the material during the lesson. 3. Ask a class member to prepare to summarize the account of Mary Elizabeth and Caroline Rawlings saving pages of the Book of Commandments. Our Heritage, page 41. 4. If the picture Mary and Caroline Rawlings saving the Book of Commandments is available, item number 62605, Gospel Art Picture Kit 409, prepare to use it during the lesson. 5. Copy selected entries from the chart on page 74 onto a poster or prepare to write them on the chalkboard. Suggestions for lesson development. Attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. List some or all of the following subjects on the chalkboard before class begins. Physical nature of the Godhead. Our creation in God's image. Apostles and prophets. Melchizedek priesthood. Aaronic priesthood. Mode of baptism. The gift of the Holy Ghost. Premortal existence. Baptism for the dead. Resurrection. The three kingdoms of glory. Eternal marriage. Our potential to become like Heavenly Father. Invite a class member to erase from the chalkboard anything that has not been revealed through the Prophet Joseph Smith. Help class members see that nothing can be erased from the chalkboard, that all of these truths were restored through the Prophet Joseph. This lesson discusses how Joseph Smith has been instrumental in bringing forth the Word of the Lord in this dispensation. Discussion and application. Prayerfully select the lesson material that will best meet class members' needs. Encourage class members to share experiences that relate to the principles you teach. 1. The Lord declared that the people in this dispensation would receive His word through Joseph Smith. Read Doctrine and Covenants, section 5, verse 10, with class members. Explain that in this verse, the phrase, "this generation," refers to this dispensation, the time in which we live. Then share the following statement by President Brigham Young. What I have received from the Lord, I have received by Joseph Smith. Discourses of Brigham Young, page 458. How is this statement true for you? How is it true for all Latter-day Saints? Point out that the great outpouring of truth in this dispensation has come through the Prophet Joseph Smith. For example, Latter-day Scriptures, priesthood ordinances, the organization of the priesthood, and temple building have come from the Lord through the Prophet Joseph Smith. 2. Many ancient and Latter-day Scriptures have come through Joseph Smith. Read Moses chapter 1, verses 40 through 41 with class members. How is the prophecy in verse 41 being fulfilled? Emphasize that in a time when many have esteemed the Lord's words lightly, the Lord raised up the prophet Joseph Smith. The words of the Lord are now had again among the children of men. What scriptures have come to us through the prophet Joseph Smith? The Book of Mormon, Doctrine and Covenants, Pearl of Great Price, and Joseph Smith's translation of the Bible. Point out that Joseph Smith was an instrument in the Lord's hands in restoring ancient scriptures, and he received many revelations that became Latter-day Scriptures. Speaking about Joseph Smith, Elder LeGrand Richards of the Quorum of the Twelve said, As far as our records show, he has given us more revealed truth than any prophet who has ever lived upon the face of the earth. In Conference Report, April 1981, page 43, or Ensign May 1981, page 33. The Book of Mormon. Read 2 Nephi, chapter 3, verses 11 through 15, with class members. Explain that this passage contains a prophecy about Joseph Smith. The writings mentioned in verse 12 are the Bible and the Book of Mormon. In what ways does the Book of Mormon help eliminate contention and establish peace? In what ways does the Book of Mormon bring people to a knowledge of the Lord's covenants? How has the Book of Mormon blessed your life? What are some of your favorite passages in the Book of Mormon? As part of this discussion, you may want to share one or two passages from the Book of Mormon that are particularly meaningful to you. The Doctrine and Covenants. Explain that from 1823 to 1831, Joseph Smith received more than 60 revelations from the Lord. A few handwritten copies of these revelations were given to missionaries and others, but most church members did not have access to them. At a conference held in Ohio in late 1831, church leaders decided to publish the revelations in a volume called the Book of Commandments. See the headings to Doctrine and Covenants, section 67, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 69. Oliver Cowdery and John Whitmer were selected to take the revelations to Independence, Missouri, a distance of approximately 1,000 miles, where the book would be printed and bound. Oliver Cowdery and John Whitmer reached Independence in January 1832, and by July 1833, William W. Phelps had printed the first 160 pages of the Book of Commandments. However, on July 20, 1833, a mob destroyed Brother Phelps' printing press and many of the unbound pages of the Book of Commandments. Ask the assigned class member to tell the story of the courage of Mary Elizabeth and Caroline Rawlings. Our Heritage, page 41. The pages that were salvaged were bound into a few copies of the Book of Commandments, but the revelations still were not widely available. In 1835, after 45 more revelations were added, the Book of Commandments was published as the Doctrine and Covenants. What does the story of Mary Elizabeth and Caroline Rawlings teach about how we should value the revelations in the Doctrine and Covenants? How have you been blessed as you have studied the Doctrine and Covenants this year? What are some of your favorite passages in the Doctrine and Covenants? As part of this discussion, you may want to share one or two passages from the Doctrine and Covenants that are particularly meaningful to you. The Pearl of Great Price. Point out that the Pearl of Great Price is appropriately named. Like a pearl, it is small in size but great in worth. Although it is only 61 pages long, it spans the eternities, including passages about the Grand Council in heaven, the restoration of the gospel in the dispensation of the fullness of times, the Savior's second coming, the millennium, and everlasting life. It contains valuable teachings on the creation, the fall, the atonement, and the agency of mankind. This book of Scripture has five parts. A. Selections from the Book of Moses. B. The Book of Abraham. C. Joseph Smith Matthew. D. Joseph Smith History. And E. The Articles of Faith. Ask class members to turn to the introductory note at the beginning of the Pearl of Great Price. Have them review the last five paragraphs, which explain the background of each part of this book of Scripture. How have the teachings in the Pearl of Great Price helped you? What are some passages in the Pearl of Great Price that are particularly meaningful to you? As part of this discussion, you may want to share one or two of your favorite passages from the Pearl of Great Price. The Joseph Smith Translation of the Bible. Read the Eighth Article of Faith with class members. What is the significance of the phrase, as far as it is translated correctly? Read 1 Nephi chapter 13, verses 24 through 28 with class members. Explain that the book that proceeded from the mouth of a Jew is the Bible. The phrase great and abominable church refers to all those who fight against God, not to a specific church. Remind class members that because of the great apostasy, the Lord withdrew the fullness of the gospel from the earth. During the centuries that followed, many parts of the Bible were changed and many plain and precious truths were lost. Soon after the church was restored, the Lord instructed the prophet Joseph to begin making inspired corrections to the King James Version of the Bible. There are many references to this instruction in the Doctrine and Covenants. See, for example, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 35, verse 20, Section 37, verse 1, Section 45, verses 60 through 61, Section 73, verses 3 through 4, and Section 93, verse 53. Today we refer to the prophet's work as the Joseph Smith Translation of the Bible. Joseph Smith's translation of the Bible differs from what we normally call a translation. The prophet did not translate the Bible from one language to another. His only text was the King James Version of the Bible, and he was guided by the Spirit to make corrections and restore passages that had been lost completely. Two excerpts from the Joseph Smith translation are in the Pearl of Great Price, the Book of Moses, and Joseph Smith Matthew. In addition, brief portions of the Joseph Smith translation are included in the footnotes of the Latter-day Saint edition of the King James Bible. Longer excerpts are included in the appendix following the Bible Dictionary. To help class members gain a greater appreciation of the Joseph Smith translation, you may want to briefly compare some passages with the King James Bible. Two comparisons are suggested below. A. The account and teachings of Enoch are an example of the restoration of long passages in the Joseph Smith translation. The Bible's only references to Enoch are in Genesis chapter 5, verses 18 through 24, Luke chapter 3, verse 37, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5, and Jude chapter 1, verses 14 through 15. The Joseph Smith translation's references to Enoch are greatly expanded to include his teachings, visions, and prophecies, as recorded in Moses chapter 6, verses 21 through 68, and Moses chapter 7, verses 1 through 69. Select a few of these verses to read in class and discuss their value. B. The revisions to Matthew chapter 4 are an example of inspired corrections to specific verses in the Bible. If class members have excerpts of the Joseph Smith translation in the footnotes of their Bibles, have them review a few of the footnotes for Matthew chapter 4 that begin with JST. Discuss how these corrections clarify the verses in the King James Version. The process of translating the Bible not only brought the correction and restoration of doctrines in the Bible, it also helped bring about the restoration of doctrines through the Doctrine and Covenants. Many revelations in the Doctrine and Covenants are responses to questions the prophet asked while pondering the translation of the Bible. One church member who spent many years studying the Joseph Smith translation observed, "The Joseph Smith translation is not just a better Bible. It was the channel or the means of doctrinal restoration in the infancy of this church." Robert J. Matthews, in The Capstone of Our Religion, Insights into the Doctrine and Covenants, page 64. To give an example of how the Joseph Smith translation led to doctrinal restoration, read the second full paragraph on page 24 of Our Heritage. You may also want to read the heading to Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, and verses 15 through 19 in Doctrine and Covenants, section 76. Encourage class members to use the Joseph Smith translation as they study the Scriptures. 3. Plain and precious doctrines of the gospel have been restored through Joseph Smith. The chart on page 74 highlights some of the doctrines of the gospel that were restored or clarified through the prophet Joseph Smith. Note that the subjects listed in the left column are the same as those in the attention activity. The middle column of the chart lists verses in the Bible where the doctrines and principles are unclear, incorrect, or incomplete. The right column shows where these doctrines and principles are explained or clarified in Scripture, given through Joseph Smith. Select a few subjects from the chart and review the accompanying Scripture passages with class members. Discuss how the revelations that came to the prophet clarify these subjects. Subject: physical nature of the Godhead. Scriptures in the Bible: Matthew chapter 3, verses 16 through 17, John chapter 4, verse 24, Acts chapter 7, verse 55. Scriptures given through Joseph Smith: Joseph Smith History 1, verse 17, Doctrine and Covenant section 130, verses 1 and 22. Subject: our creation in God's image. Scriptures in the Bible: Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. Scriptures given through Joseph Smith: Moses chapter 6, verses 8 through 9. Subject: apostles and prophets. Scriptures in the Bible: Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20, and chapter 4, verses 11 through 16. Scriptures given through Joseph Smith: Doctrine and Covenant, section 107, verses 23, 33, 35, 39, and 58, and section 112, verses 30 through 32. Subject: Melchizedek priesthood. Scriptures in the Bible: Hebrews chapter 6, verse 20, and chapter 7, verse 17. Scriptures given through Joseph Smith: Doctrine and Covenant, section 84, verses 19 through 25, section 107, verses 1 through 8, and verses 18 through 19. Subject: Aaronic priesthood. Scriptures in the Bible: Hebrews chapter 7, verse 11. Scriptures given through Joseph Smith: Doctrine and Covenant, section 13, section 84, verses 18, 26 through 27, and verse 30. Doctrine and Covenant, section 107, verses 1, 13 through 14, and 20. Subject: mode of baptism. Scriptures in the Bible: Matthew chapter 3, verse 16. Scriptures given through Joseph Smith: 3 Nephi chapter 11, verses 22 through 26, Moroni chapter 8, verses 8 through 12, Doctrine and Covenant, section 20, verses 71 through 74. Subject: the gift of the Holy Ghost. Scriptures given in the Bible: Acts chapter 8, verse 17. Scriptures given through Joseph Smith: Doctrine and Covenant, section 20, verses 41 and 43, section 35, verse 6, and section 121, verse 46. Subject: premortal existence. Scripture given in the Bible: Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 through 5. Scriptures given through Joseph Smith: Doctrine and Covenant, section 93, verse 29, Abraham chapter 3, verses 22 through 26. Subject: baptism for the dead. Scripture given through the Bible: 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 29. Scriptures given through Joseph Smith: Doctrine and Covenant, section 128, verses 16 through 18. Subject: resurrection. Scriptures given through the Bible: Job chapter 19, verses 25 through 26, John chapter 5, verses 28 through 29, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 22. Scripture given through Joseph Smith: Alma chapter 11, verses 42 through 45. Subject: the three kingdoms of glory. Scripture given through the Bible: 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 40 through 42. Scriptures given through Joseph Smith: Doctrine and Covenant, section 76, verses 50 through 112, and section 131, verse 1. Subject: eternal marriage. Scriptures given through the Bible: Genesis chapter 2, verse 24, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 11. Scriptures given through Joseph Smith: Doctrine and Covenant, section 131, verses 1 through 4, and Section 132, verse 19. Subject: Our potential to become like Heavenly Father. Scripture given through the Bible, Romans chapter 8, verse 17. Scriptures given through Joseph Smith, Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 107, section 93, verse 20, and section 132, verses 20 through 24. Conclusion: Express your appreciation for Joseph Smith's role in bringing the Lord's Word to us. As prompted by the Spirit, testify of the truths discussed during the lesson. The Book of Commandments. This is the first compilation of revelations given through the prophet Joseph Smith. These revelations later became part of the Doctrine and Covenants. End of Lesson 13 of Doctrine and Covenants in Church History Gospel Doctrine Teacher's Manual, This Generation Shall Have My Word Through You.